شكرا سيد الرئيس. سعادة السفير بنتيني، أود أن أهنئكم.
Thank you, President. Ambassador, I would like to congratulate you and through you Italy as you step up to this position of the first presidency of the CD this year, and I would like to assure you of our full support to strengthen the work of the conference and achieve our shared goals to provide for a safer and more peaceful world. We extend our welcome to our new colleagues and wish them the best of success as they carry out their mandate. And we welcome the words of the former ambassador of the United States and thank him for his extremely valuable contribution to the work of the CD, and we wish him the best of success. We thank the delegations that have shown flexibility in achieving the aims of the CD by supporting the establishment of or the continuation of the establishment of the subsidiary bodies, which took place in June 2024. The idea is to negotiate treaties and conventions in the area of disarmament. It is essential to build up on this achievement. And in their work, the subsidiary bodies must work in line with their mandates adopted in 2024. And in this vein, I would like to thank Peru, Switzerland, Argentina, Egypt, and Bulgaria, the co-facilitators who have brought in unstinting efforts and shown unequaled professionalism to bring together the sessions of the subsidiary bodies and will continue to do so in the future. Iraq believes that peace is not just the absence of war, but an exhaustive process based on sustainable development and the respect for the independence of all states. We welcome the ceasefire in Gaza and reiterate our support to the Palestinian people and its right to self-determination. We thank Qatar and Egypt, as well as the United States of America, for their effort in putting an end to the plight of the civilians and bring peace to the region. Mr. President, Iraq is of the view that international challenges require a commitment to the principles underpinning the CD, and this is why we would like to highlight the following priorities. Achieve tangible progress in nuclear disarmament, as this is the sole guarantee to prevent the use of these disastrous weapons. Achieve progress in a legally binding treaty for negative security assurances, create nuclear-free zones. That's an important step towards eliminating these weapons and achieving genuine security assurances at a regional level. This is an important step towards disarmament throughout the world. We believe that preventing an arms race in outer space contributes effectively to our shared goals. And in order to achieve it, it is crucial to work together, building on multilateralism, transparency, confidence, and the respect for each other's opinions to achieve a solution and strategies that are effective in terms of disarmament. It is also important to focus on emerging challenges, notably the rapid progress of technologies, and we could do, by focusing on the misuse of such technologies that could emerge. We take up our historic responsibilities and we'll work towards overcoming the stalemate that has impeded the adoption of the agenda. We believe that this is essential in order to preserve the credibility of the CD. Iraq is prepared to coordinate with the six presidents and the coordinators of the subsidiary bodies in order to ensure that the work of this session is successful and that it mark a successful turning point in the work of the CD towards tangible results.